A headline in the Financial Times of London, U.S. burger chain loses fight over brand in Denmark. And Alan Peterson is a happy man tonight in the town of Silkeborg. Mr. Peterson has a Frankfurter stand there, operating under the name McAllen's. That's actually a brand of whiskey, but more about that later. It happened that the McDonald's hamburger chain took Mr. Peterson to court. McDonald's said the hot dog stand should not use the Mick prefix. And once they got to court, it was the little guy versus the big guy.
It was with a funny stomach guy went into the courtroom, and all the very, very beautiful clothed lawyers from a very expensive lawyer firms from the McDonald's were there, all of them. And you know, I was standing pretty alone. And then the Supreme Court judge came in, and he looked straight at me with a very mild face, and he went straight on and said that Alan B.J. Peterson, you're free of any charge, and you have won the suit.
Wow, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, and the whole press went wanky, and I start crying outside, and I'm normally a pretty tough guy, but that took a lot of breath away from me.
Now you figured that you were up against this big time McDonald's legal team, and you could lose this one.
Well, if you got something in your heart, you think it's right. I think all persons on the whole globe should go for it. You don't have to be rolled over.
Does your Frankfurter stand there in any way, besides the name McAllen, which is, you know, somewhat similar, does it resemble McDonald's in any way? Do you have any golden arch signs, anything like that?
No, sir, not at all. Not even the colors. There's nothing similar in the letters and the only things I'm selling is Danish sausages in different kind. We have that special red boiled one, and we have a lot of different types of sausages, and that's what I'm selling, sir.
And the McAllen name, as I read it, is your tribute to McAllen Scotch whiskey, right?
That's true. It's one of the Rolls Royces inside of single malt whiskies, and I have been working as a hotel manager for some years. And I was given the privilege of going to Scotland and to Ireland to become a professional whiskey taster. It's very funny because actually the clan chief from the McDonald clan had called me and sort of supported me in the whole thing, that he was pretty sorry about an American firm jumping a Danish guy, and that was even with his clan name.
Right. But you do have the permission from the whiskey company to use that name.
Yes, sir. Indeed, I do.
Yeah. And have you had a lot of customer response to the situation where you're being challenged by McDonald's? What's happened with your clientele there?
It's very easy to tell it because a lot of people in Denmark, who is a very socialist, democratic country, is a lot of people are feeling themselves rolled over by the system. It means that a lot of older people they can't even follow the system running around right now. And everyone can recognize that a hot dog stand guy is being knocked over by a big American firm.
If you sell Frankfurters all day long, where do you go for lunch, and do you ever go to the nearby McDonald's there?
Yeah, I certainly do. I got a kid at 9 years, and because his daddy is fighting the big Mickey D, that doesn't mean that we can't go for the McDrive. I normally don't go into the restaurant, but we'll get our burgers out of the window, and then we'll leave pretty quick.
Alan Peterson talking with us from Silkeborg, Denmark.